They have sworn allegiance to al-Qaeda. The fighters of Jabhat al-Nusra are among the best trained and armed in Syria. The U.S. says they are terrorists. Many fought against American soldiers in neighboring Iraq. A commander goes by the alias Sheikh Abu Ahmed.
People like me used to pray in the mosque five times a day, and before the revolution, the Syrian regime considered this as a crime. Because of this, we were arrested, captured many times, and tortured by the regime's branches. For this reason, we are against the regime from the bottom of our hearts.
Jihadi fighters like those from al-Nusra are one of the reasons the U.S. has been reluctant to send weapons to Syria. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
This is an imperfect situation. There are no good options here. This is complicated. There's no clarity.
U.S. officials say there are up to 100,000 Syrian rebels trying to overthrow the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Between 15 and 25% are linked to al-Qaeda. But U.S. officials say moderates make up the largest share of Assad's opposition. U.S. President Barack Obama.
The majority of the Syrian people and the Syrian opposition we work with just want to live in peace, with dignity and freedom.
Many rebels who fight under the banner of the Free Syrian Army have defected from the Syrian military. An unnamed commander.
I was a sergeant major before I defected. After witnessing tyranny of Assad's gang, I wanted to defend this country until the last drop of my blood, God willing.
The use of chemical weapons in the conflict seemingly outweighs the U.S. concern about extremists. It's the major reason President Obama initially proposed a military strike.
It's true that some of Assad's opponents are extremists. But al-Qaeda will only draw strength in a more chaotic Syria if people there see the world doing nothing to prevent innocent civilians from being gassed to death.
Some jihadi groups like Ahrar al-Sham have staged spectacular attacks, usually with car bombs. But analysts say most Syrians have no desire to live in a country ruled by Islamic law. Former CIA officer turned analyst Ruhul Mark Gerecht says that is unlikely.
I deeply doubt that small jihadi organizations, even if you were to numbers of 10 to 20,000, are sufficient to dominate in a post-Assad Syria.
So while diplomats discuss what to do about Syria's chemical weapons, the deadly and complicated civil war continues. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.